through a work day. In fact, we're into the lunch hour already here on this Thursday. Evan Bray, great to have you here, and thank you for joining us today. We've had another day full of robust discussion. So many of your questions, your thoughts have made it onto the program, whether it was during open lines, the full hour that we spent with both Saskatoon and Regina's mayors. And I say it every time, but I am so appreciative. You set the agenda, and the number of texts that we got during the, especially that segment with the mayors today, was nothing short of impressive. So thank you for weighing in, because that's what makes those segments to me pop. They come alive because they're your thoughts. They're your questions. And you can be guaranteed that if you're asking it, someone else is as well. Could be your neighbor, could be someone else halfway across the city. But that's the beauty of getting those questions on. Now, our last segment, we talked about the fact there's an abundance of sports on TV right now. So if you're a sports lover, there's lots to watch. I did see a text from, it was actually unsigned, but a text from a person saying, yes, my spouse likes to watch sports, but we have TVs upstairs and downstairs. So inevitably, during this time of the year, one of us is up, one of us is down, watching our preferred shows. Maybe this texter is tuned in for MasterChef Season 8. MasterChef Canada, which of course premiered last week, it's a good one. Lots of people love to watch this show. We have had people from our province on this show before, and Season 8 is no different. I'm happy to say that we have a Saskatchewanian on the program for MasterChef Canada, and I'm going to bring him onto our show here today. Andres Araneda is a teacher in this province, but also does very well in the kitchen and is one of the contestants in MasterChef Canada Season 8. And I've got Andres joining us by phone. Andres, thank you so much for joining the show.
Oh, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
I just announced you're a teacher, so you're probably on your lunch break right now.
I am on my lunch break. I'm trying to hide away from all the kids because they get kind of loud.
Well, thanks so much for joining the show, and congrats on making it on to MasterChef Canada. This is a show I know there's lots of listeners that enjoy watching this program. Have you always been, how early in your life did you start enjoying to cook?
I honestly have always liked cooking. I used to cook with my grandma when I was maybe, 3 years old. I'd bake with her, and she'd kind of like show me all the ropes. And throughout life, you start discovering, hey, I can cook something. And it kind of just started going from there. So from an early age, just experimenting in the kitchen and just adding things to my KD, for example.
I like it, Andres. I usually would follow that question up with, have you got any significant influences? But you just mentioned your grandmother.
Absolutely, yeah. My grandma's the biggest one, and my dad.
Yeah, that's good. So, I mean, it's one thing to say, I like to cook, I like to experiment, I cook for myself, I cook for my family. It's another to say, yeah, I think I would like to go on MasterChef Canada. What prompted that?
I've always been a really big fan of the show. I applied like 10 years ago, and just the nature of my job, they didn't really let me go. And then I reapplied. I was like, okay, I'm going back because I love this. And the show was actually on hiatus for a few years, and it came back. So it was kind of like my sign to just like go and apply and do it this time.
Well, these are always tough conversations because, of course, even though the season premiered this past week, it's Season 8. So now we're going to see episodes. I think is it every Tuesday night?
Every Tuesday night on CTV, yeah.
Right. So, but the challenge is it's already been taped. It's already been recorded. So while we're at home nervous for you, you're at home knowing where this is going to go.
Yeah, for the most part, I have an idea of at least how I do. So,
well, that's good. What was the process like? What was the the experience of doing this type of an endeavor? What was that like?
It's a lot of work. It's a lot more than you'd think. So just applying is a big feat, and getting accepted, because there's so many different levels to the audition process, and you get eliminated, so to speak. And So you kind of experience the experience before you're even on the show, just like a lot of pressure. And then once you're on, like once you get accepted, you know, you have a bit of time to practice like everything and anything,
right?
Because you really do have to just kind of be prepared for like anything, mm-hmm. any curveball. So just get familiar, like read a lot. It was a challenge for sure. Lots of work, lots of practicing, lots of cooking until the late hours of the night.
I can imagine. Andres Araneda is my guest, Master Chef Canada Season 8 contestant, and it is underway right now. In fact, it just premiered here in the last week or so. Did you learn something from the show, whether it's something about cooking or maybe something about yourself?
I really did learn that I'm pretty resilient under a lot of, like when I'm in a very high pressure situation, I can keep my cool. It's really easy to get flustered and things can go badly when that happens. So, in the first episode, I had a moment where I was a little worried about my outcome, and the best thing I could say in that scenario was that I just kept calm. I reminded myself, this is fun. Like, I chose to do this. This is like a dream of mine, regardless of the outcome. Just have fun. Like, it's such a unique experience that you just have to enjoy the ride.
Well, it's a great attitude. Andres Araneda is my guest, a school teacher, but also a contestant on MasterChef Canada Season 8. How old the students do you teach, Andres?
I teach grade 6, so okay. They're about 10 or 11 years old.
Are they pumped up? Obviously, they know about this.
Oh, yeah. They've all watched it. When I told them I was going to be on the show, my class screamed for like 5 minutes straight. It was truly amazing. I wish I would have recorded that, because it was really nice. It was you know, you're the teacher, but you forget that, you know, you're around these kids most of the day. Yeah. So they do care about you.
Big really influence. Nice. Yeah, big influence. Do you bring your teaching, your teaching and your love of cooking together ever?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the kids want to be in my class because we end up cooking a lot. And I try to teach them things that they may have not done in the past. So I deviate from like muffins, which there's nothing wrong with that, but I have a lot of knowledge to pass down to them. So I try to do really challenging things. Sometimes when we make pizza, we spend the whole first day just making dough from scratch, and then spend another day in the kitchen actually making pizzas, for example. So like it's usually like an entire day that we're in the kitchen learning, and we explore different themes like culture and social matters through food. And it's just really cool. I like exploring our identities through our cooking, and I have so much diversity in my class. So just been really, just a really rewarding experience for everyone.
I love it. I love the idea. Andres Araneda is my guest again, school teacher, Saskatchewan school teacher, but contestant on MasterChef Canada Season 8. What is your go-to dish? You must have one that you not only you love to cook, but you know you do a pretty good job of this one too.
Well, I like making fun food, so my go-to is pizza, because that's always been my favorite food. And you can get really creative with it. So it's also a dish that I'm kind of known for now. A lot of my entourage is well aware of my pizza skills. So that's something that if you're over, I'll probably make a pizza. It's fairly easy, but it's just a crowd pleaser. Like, people love it.
You, where are you on social media? Can we find you? Have you got socials?
Yeah, absolutely. You can find me on Instagram. I'm Dre's Underground Kitchen.
So Dre apostrophe S?
Just Dres.
Okay.
_ Underground Kitchen.
Dre's Underground Kitchen. Okay, that's on Instagram. And of course, if you want to catch him on TV, you could do so watching MasterChef Canada. We are into season 8, and Andres is not only our guest here today on the show, but one of the contestants on there. This has been a great chat. I really look forward to watching you progress on the show, and I hope we can have you back on the program sometime.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it. And it's always a pleasure.
Good stuff. Take care and good luck. Good luck on the show MasterChef Canada Season 8. Andres Araneda. How fun would that be? My grade 6 teacher didn't, we didn't cook. Mind you, I was more focused on the eating in grade 6 than I think I was the cooking. But I love, and I agree with him, I would have loved to have been able to see a video of his class react to his announcement to them that he is going to be one of the contestants on this show. So pretty cool thing. We wish Andres all the best, and we appreciate him joining us here on the program. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Been a full day of conversation today, and I appreciate you joining us bright and early at 8:30 this morning. When we first started the show, we welcomed Kelly Malone back to the program. Kelly does a great job. She's a Washington correspondent for the Canadian Press in Washington. She's actually always there for these big media scrums that happen in the Oval Office, for example. So when Mark Carney was there this past week, Kelly was there, and she was the first time that the Prime Minister was there. So we talked a bit about the differences between the two. And ultimately, one of the things that I wanted to ask Kelly about was her take, because she is there for all of these leaders that come and go from the Oval Office. And if you watch any of the politics coming out of the United States, you know that that Oval Office isn't always a place where positive interactions happen between President Donald Trump and whoever the world leader is he has. There's been some bad ones. Obviously, I'm thinking about Zelensky from Ukraine, didn't go well. He's had South African leaders on, didn't go well. Even French President Macron here not that long ago, he was critical of him about their recognition of the state of Palestine. So many people thought, oh boy, how is this going to go for Mark Carney? It all intents and purposes, it went fairly well. And many people saying that's got to do with Mark Carney's approach. He is effusive in his praise for the American president, talks about, you know, essentially wanting to help him reach his goal of building America and do it at the same time that Canada obviously sees an economic benefit to it as well. I asked Kelly Malone, is this approach what is helping with that relationship?
Well, I certainly am not prime minister, and I wouldn't want that job right now. So, you know, he is taking the approach he takes, and I've spoken with experts on both sides of his approach. You know, some have told me retaliatory tariffs. China and Canada were the only ones. Canada's dropped the majority of their retaliatory tariffs. China didn't. China's in a better negotiating position. But then you also have to consider China's economy and what that, you know, relationship is with the United States. It's control of critical minerals that Canada doesn't have. We are not China. So we have to take a different approach than China. And then other people who I've talked with that are experts saying, like, Canada was playing by the wrong playbook. They were playing by a Trump 1.0 playbook, and this is Trump 2.0. And it's a very different administration. He's got very different people around him than from the first time that he was president. And so, you know, there's some that weigh into Daniel Smith's side, some that weigh into Doug Ford's side. And obviously, both premiers have very different stakes in the game. Ford and Ontario are being hammered with a whole different level of tariffs versus Smith. Generally, energy at this point is exempted from any tariffs. So, you know, these are leaders. There's high stakes. And the approach they're taking right now with Carney, it seems to have gotten Trump's ear, and getting in Trump's ear gets things moving. So hopefully, for the sake of Canadians and Canadian businesses, it is the right approach.
So that was part of the conversation with Kelly Malone this morning. You can hear the whole conversation on our webpage. Thank you, by the way, to everyone that texted in here just before the top of the hour. We were talking about sports being on constantly on TV right now. So many different things. Jessica says, I owe my dear beloved husband an appreciative thank you. I was not into sports until I got married. Now I'm in his NFL football fantasy league. We host a playoff pool for the NHL. I'm all in on the sports, so I'm loving it just as much as he is these days. Jessica, thank you so much for that note. Well, I hope you have a good rest of your day, and tomorrow is Friday. Looking forward to a fun show. Hope you can join us starting at 8:30 right here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME.